Hey everybody, guess what? It's Friday. I'm Teresa here with Scott and Troy, and we're pumped up and excited that it's Friday for you guys. It's not Friday for us, but it's Friday for you.
That's right.
And we want to bring this topic home because, you know, the weekend always sets people up for things that aren't so good for themselves or somebody else, but what we're going to talk about today is good for everybody.
That's right. I mean, it's about being kind of, it's being an example, mm-hmm. you know, being a gift for other people. Mm-hmm. And what a great way to be, you know. But, you know, seeking God, you know, for our own help and struggles, you know, it just may be the gift that someone else needs to see.
Yeah, the gift of life to them.
Yeah, they might say, man, you know, first of all, if God can help him, I know he can help me. Mm-hmm. I know people saw that in me, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, and seeing our freedom can encourage them to seek God's powerful help, you know, for themselves. When I mean, they, it really can. Like,
how in the world? Well, it has to be God.
Yeah, it has to be God.
I know what they're going through. I know what they've been through.
Yeah.
And I'm not so sure about this God that they say that they serve, but maybe I need to observe them and ask some questions, because how in the world would they got all hell coming against them?
That's right. And so, you know, we back this up with scripture from 2 Corinthians 4, 7 through 10. We now have this light shining in our hearts. This makes it clear that our great power is from God and not from ourselves. We are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. Through suffering, our bodies continue to share in the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be seen in our bodies.
Right. And people are watching.
Mm-hmm.
They're watching us go through hell and come back from that and think, how in the world? And, you know, there's a phrase that we always say, I'm powerless over this. So you think, if you're powerless, how can you have any power to sustain what you're going through? Well, I may be powerless over that situation over there, but I have power in me to sustain it. It's like the paradox of being powerless. It's the paradox of powerlessness, really, is what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
Because it's like that verse says, everyone can see that glorious power within us, it must be from God. It can't be them, because they're pressed on every side by troubles, but yet they're not being crushed and broken. And we tell that to ourselves. And you look back and you think, how in the world did I do that? How in the world did I get through that? Well, that paradox of powerlessness. I was powerlessness over this, but powerful because I got through it, because right. He's in me.
That's true. You know, and people seeing God's work in our life, Teresa, I mean, that may be the courage they need to face and conquer their own addictions or things in their life.
Yep.
With God's powerful help.
Mm-hmm.
You know the story of my two friends, Becky and Mike Sherhart. You know, they were praying for me for 10 years that I would come to the Lord.
That's right.
And once I did, I'll never forget, I was talking to Becky and Mike we were talking about scriptures and Jesus, and I looked over and Becky was crying. I mean, she was bawling. I looked over at Becky, because Becky knew me before I knew Christ.
Yeah, in your PJ days.
Yeah, that's why they were praying for me.
Your PJ days is pre-Jesus days.
Yeah, and she was crying, and I looked over at her and I said, Becky, what are you crying about? She looked at me and she says, you know what? She says, looking at you and what God is molding you into, now I know there is a God. Because, and I'm not saying that to puff myself up by any means. What she was saying was, she knew me. And the path I was leading was not a good one. And how God can take a wretched soul and really want him to be his son. And really, you know, I'm in love with Jesus. You know, and one thing I just don't get is, how come everybody else said, you know, I mean, some people just aren't. And I'm just going, I don't get it, man. I mean, you know, just give your life to him. You know what we're talking about. He is incredible.
He is. We're powerful with him.
That's right.
We're powerless over these situations in life, but we are full of his power to go through them.
You know, along with this topic today, you know, is Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. You know, so people can, you know, see. Yeah, are you going to stumble? Yes, but how do you recover from that stumble? Mm-hmm. Everybody stumbles, whether you're a Christian or not. Mm-hmm. But how do you recover from that? Do you go back? Do you ask for forgiveness? Right. Do you apologize? Mm-hmm. Do you affirm people? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what? How you react.
Maybe the gift of life. That's exactly right.
If people are watching you, if you are a Christian and people know you're a Christ follower, believe me, they're looking at you.
That's why we always say it's just a life that's been put back together by God.
That's the best
sermon. You don't have to say anything. Just live it up in front of them.
That's exactly right. And, you know, gosh, that's for sure. I mean, because when you do stumble, when you do fall, I mean, really and truly, how you recover from that? Mm-hmm. That shows you're a true Christian. Are you going to just be down, you know, you're going to be down on yourself and say, yeah, you know what, and question yourself and question God? No. Mm-hmm. He tells us. He tells us we're going to have trials, that we're going to fall. Mm-hmm. And it even says in the Word, if we say we are not sinners, then we're denying the fact why he even came down here.
That's right.
It doesn't give us the right to sin. But it shows us when we do who to run to for repentance and forgiveness.
Right. And, you know, as I always say, we want to drive the points home as teachers here. And so once everybody out there listening, including ourselves, remembers the paradox of powerlessness, it can be such a relief. Because, you know, while we don't have to always be strong or pretend to be perfect, oh, I got this, I can do this. We can live a real life, honey, with daily struggles mm-hmm. in our families, in our jobs, in every situation. As a human body, beset with lots of weaknesses and lots of flaws, and still find the power from God to keep going
right.
without being crushed and without being broken, without turning to drugs, without turning to alcohol, without turning
right.
to things. It's from Him.
True. That's true. You know, and sometimes, this happens, you know, when God does deliver us and we start, you know, really getting on the right road and God's leading us, you know, Satan will come in there and say, you know what, you're doing great, man. You did this all yourself. Mm-hmm. And then pride comes in.
Yep.
Okay. And this prideful attitude. Man, I tell you what, it's dangerous.
It is. It's
to become proud
for a relapse.
You know, to be proud about, you know, and think that it's all because of us. Mm-hmm. I mean, we forget sometimes that it was God's power that delivered us, and that we continue to need His help mm-hmm. all the time.
That's right.
At all times.
At all times, not just some of the time, but at all times.
That's true. And
go ahead.
You know, I mean, if we allow pride to get a foothold in our life, mm-hmm. we will discover that self-sufficiency will lead to relapse.
I know it.
So.
I agree. And,
yeah.
You know, and the fact that we need reconciliation with God to recover from our addictions may be the gift that we're talking about for someone else who's still in bondage
mm-hmm.
to have power over their own dependencies. And as they see God's work in our life, it may give them the courage to face and conquer their own addictions because of His powerful help that they've come to realize that's what I need. I need what they've got. That's the only way I'm going to be able to do this.
Well, that's true. You're right. I mean, you know, that is the only way we're going to be able to do this. And through Christ, we can show others His great love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that in all honesty, I mean, that really was one of the factors that that drew me mm-hmm. to God was not only were Becky and Mike praying for me for 10 years, but another buddy of mine asked me to go to church with him for 5 years every week.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
But His persistence... He didn't annoy me. He didn't pressure me.
Unconditional love they showed you, like we talked about earlier.
He had unconditional love until that one day.
Yep.
I said yes. So God used him as a vessel to get me into church, mm-hmm. you know, and to give my life to Christ. And so he that was something that I saw that we pray that you're seeing today by maybe someone in your life or maybe by listening to this podcast.
That's right.
Maybe you're saying, you know what?
I need a Mike and Becky for me, for myself. Pray for that.
Absolutely.
God will send you two angels like that.
We want to pray for you. I mean, send us prayer requests at info@livingitup.org. We want to be praying for you as well.
I want to have Mike and Becky on here to share what that was like. To
oh,
see
yeah.
your transformation. I think that would be fascinating.
Yeah, well, you know,
it would
yeah.
be for me.
Yeah.
I would love to hear their side.
But, you know, maybe you've never experienced that freedom. And maybe you've never seen anyone in your life that has that freedom as well. We don't know, you know, your life.
Maybe you feel powerless.
Possibly.
But you can be powerful and still be powerless. Powerless over these things that have got you, but still powerful if you choose to allow him to give you the power you need to overcome.
You know, you're listening to two imperfect people who worship the perfect God.
Mm-hmm.
We hope.
Yes.
That may just be enough to encourage you to give your life to him today. And you know, you may have thought years ago you did, and you're realizing right now, gosh, I really didn't give my heart to him sincerely. Today I want to do that. Or maybe you've never given your life to Christ, but maybe you heard some kind of encouragement today that you say, you know what, I want to know this God they're talking about. Well, today's the day. So wherever you are, please pray this prayer with us and know that you are saved. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Lord, I know you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of the cross, I know my sins are forgiven if I ask you from a sincere heart to forgive me. Lord Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. Lord, I love you. I want to be that light to draw others to you as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you prayed that prayer of salvation, we pray that you send us just a quick email at info@livingitup.org. And tomorrow is Saturday, you know, this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And we pray that you find your church and really enjoy yourself. And we pray that you find a Bible teaching church that just lifts up the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. That's right. The name above all names.
That's for sure.
Well, this has been a great week and we're getting better with our new equipment.
Yes.
We thank you for sticking with us as we work through all these glitches. It's really a great setup and we love talking to you and with you.
That's right.
As the Holy Spirit speaks to us. So anyway, remember, seeking God for your own help can be the gift of life to somebody else this weekend.
That's true.
Remember that. And enjoy your weekend and keep living it up.
While beginning again.